Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
What's up, YouTube? Drill Sergeant here. And we have some concerning news coming out of Europe. It looks like Russia, according to satellite images, is building up a military, massing more military personnel near the border of Finland. And this is especially troubling because Finland, like Ukraine was before, is being considered to become a part of NATO. NATO is considering Finland. I'm going to go to the Moscow Times reporting something that was on the New York Times. But somehow nobody still ever heard of it. If I didn't have European correspondents, if I didn't have correspondents in the EU, sources in the EU that bring this information to me, even though it was reported buried somewhere in the New York Times, I would not have heard about it. And maybe you would never have heard about it either. So let's read first story about the satellite images. Russia is expanding its military infrastructure near the border with Finland in what NATO officials describe as the early stages of a long-term buildup, the New York Times reported on Monday, somewhere in the middle of nothingness, in a word salad of foolishness. The construction follows Russia's announcement that it would grow its military and create new units in response to Finland's and Sweden's joining NATO after Moscow's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Well, no duh. They're trying to defend themselves. They're trying to get ready for what is obviously a tyrant, insane person, madman dictator who has somehow taken control of the most powerful country on earth, the richest country on earth, that has the strongest military on earth, by implanting a clown, bozo, moron, orange face painted fool as his own personal, ace in the hole. So they want to become a part of NATO, and they don't want to see what comes after Ukraine. We continue reading here. Satellite images reportedly show Russian helicopters at a base near the Arctic city of Murmansk. Their first appearance there in 20 years, according to the New York Times. The base lies about 160 kilometers from the border of Finland and Norway. At the Olenia Air Base near Olenogorsk, south of Murmansk, satellite photos show a significant increase in military aircraft. The air base houses Russian long-range Tu-22 bombers. It's concerning. Number one, if you look at the pictures, what does it remind you of? Well, it reminds you of what they did right before invading Ukraine. This is what they did right before invading Ukraine. It looks the same. Now, of course, there's a lot more details on the ground and military intelligence that you need to know. Unfortunately for us, the people providing military intelligence to people like Ukraine is Elon Musk. Now, this by itself is concerning. Where I think the rubber meets the road, YouTube, where I think we need to be concerned about our place in this. Yes, we have a place in this, as unfortunate as that is. Starts with this second story. Take a listen to this. Russian military announces plan to expand, create new units. This is according to Associated Press. Russia on Wednesday announced an ambitious plan to beef up its military from 1 million to 1.5 million, create multiple new units, an attempt to bolster the forces that have lost momentum and many soldiers in the war in Ukraine. I need you to understand, when Russia was building up on the border of Ukraine, they thought to themselves, this was going to be easy. We're going to take it over. 3-4 years later, don't even remember anymore. They've lost so many. They were losing the war. They were losing the war. They were losing people. Now, as far as I know, when people die, when soldiers die and units get lost, you can't just magically bring them back again. You can't just magically raise the money again. Maybe the people who were too young to fight before have now come of age and they're going to recruit the new ones. Either way, they were losing. They were losing. And then this bought and paid for Moscow maniac and all of the sycophants with the R behind their name for years, at least two, waited 6 months to give the necessary munitions to Ukraine. And then again, holding it up for no reason. And before that, with the bribe by the orange Moscow mascot, this war maybe over now. Maybe would have been over now, for sure. But I know that, without a doubt, they wouldn't be expanding. They wouldn't be expanding. They had sanctions on them. They were doing everything they could to sell a little oil to India, to places that would buy it from them because they really didn't care about the consequences, which are very far and few. They were broke. Now they're expanding. Let's read here. Russia's military chief cited NATO's plans to incorporate Finland and Sweden as a factor in the buildup. Huh? Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, I don't know how the fuck to say that, Sergei Shoigu declared Wednesday that the country needs a force of 1.5 million to guarantee the fulfillment of tasks to ensure Russia's security. He did not say when the military would reach that size. The Russian military currently has about 1 million soldiers, compared with China's force of 2 million and the U.S. force of about 1.4 million. India also has more than 1.4 million soldiers. The Kremlin previously considered the size of its military as sufficient, but the calculus changed after hopes for a quick victory over its neighbor were shattered by fierce Ukrainian resistance. They were losing. America has successfully bolstered the pockets. Now maybe the military, literally the size of the military, the devastation that this dictator can cause and has caused, and the death toll in Ukraine just by voting Republican, just by having them there. Their mere presence has helped to destroy nations, lives, bones and flesh, hospitals, churches. And now the same people that were almost crushed, that could not buy a soldier to save their life, had some defecting, that were stamping down the resistance in their own country because people were tired of the death and destruction, has now somehow found a way to avoid sanctions. Oh yeah, they bought our president to build their military. Oh yeah, they bought our Congress. And now stand and build and fortify at the edge of yet another border in Europe. Oh yeah, because MAGA is where we are. I'll be reporting on this as much as I can, thanks to our sources in the EU. We get to hear about stuff like this because I wouldn't have otherwise. This will always be buried in the fourth corner of the fourth page under a word salad in the New York Times. But I thought you should know. I thought you should know. Spread the word. Let them know. It may be too late to change it. You see, once they have the money because we lifted our sanctions. Ukrainians are dying daily. Russia's playing us for a fool. And he's gotten Putin, that is, everything he's paid for. It probably was the best investment Russia's ever made. That's America's part in the destruction of NATO, potentially the European Union as we know it, or the destabilization of Europe itself at a glance. Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. Hey! Yeah, you. Before you click away to watch someone unbox a tactical toothbrush, let's talk about something real. Political Drain isn't just another content mill. We're a digital front in a very real war. Not with bullets, but with ideas, with action, and with solidarity. We pair urgent news with critical education. And we build community around actual resistance, not the hashtag kind. The kind that moves. But here's the thing. None of this is free. It isn't. Behind every video is time, labor, research, and some weird guy asking if we're going to pay the hosting bill. And yeah, some of that money goes to things we can't necessarily say out loud. If you know, you know. Let's just say our special ops aren't Call of Duty LARPers. They're people making real moves to protect, uplift, and organize. You're not just funding a channel. You're funding a resistance network in a world where capital still calls the shots. Unfortunately, in a system built on artificial scarcity, even mutual aid has a price tag. And if we want to grow, if we want to win, we need your help. We need your help. So if you've got even a few bucks to spare, toss it our way. It's not for ads. It's not for merch drops, but for people making moves in the shadows so others can do it in the light. It's just us and you. So fund the mission. Fund the fight. Fund the future. Because nobody's coming to save us. We save each other. That's how this works. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain podcast, which can be heard on groovechillradio.com/political-drain and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.